day.
Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Johannesburg 29, Rustenburg 34, Pretoria and Mombela 31 grade.
Nothing major, but we do have some delays. Melrose M1 South queuing traffic towards Athol Oaklands Road, and Woodmead Drive northbound delays approaching Maxwell Drive.
Tiger Brands het ingestem om die eerste groep slagoffers van die dodelike listeriose uitbreking in 2017 uit te betaal. Die maatskappy het ingestem om betalings te maak, alhoewel aanspreeklikheid nog deur die hof bepaal moet word. Die uitbreking het die lewens van 216 Suid-Afrikaners geëis. Magaliso Kumalo berig.
In a statement, Tiger Brands CEO Chad Kruger said engagements between the party's legal representatives will continue in respect of the assessment of a number of claimants who may qualify for assistance within the confines of the current process. He adds that the class action, which is being managed in two stages, is still at the first stage. The food giant said it has engaged in discussions to extend further financial relief to other qualifying claimants. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News.
Meer as 200 spaarwinkels in die stad Johannesburg is intussen gesluit omdat hulle nie aan omgewingsgesondheid en veiligheidsstandaarde voldoen nie. Dis gister deur die Gautengse Alliere vir Finansies en Ekonomie, die Bogang Mahela bevestig, talle voedselvergiftigingsvoorvalle en verskeie sterftes vir die jaar in Gauteng aangemeld. Dit het gelei tot 'n registrasieproses. Die registrasie sperdatum is egter nou verleng tot die 28ste Februarie.
As of today, 7,802 inspections have been conducted in the city of Johannesburg, with 1,444 of the spaza shops and food handling facilities being found non-compliant.
Action SA sê hulle is bekommerd oor wat hulle noem die roekelose uitlatings van Amerikaanse president Donald Trump, wat dreig met strafmaatreëls teen Suid-Afrika vir wat hy sê is uitgebreide grondgrype en menseregte skending. Action SA president Herman Mashaba sê die mislukkings van die Suid-Afrikaanse regering kan nie ontken word nie.
These challenges are of our own making as a country with a complex history of oppression followed by 30 years of misgovernance by the ANC that has deepened inequality.
President Ramaphosa sê Suid-Afrika het net soos ander lande nog altyd wette gehad wat 'n balans bied tussen die behoefte aan die openbare gebruik van grond en die beskerming van eiendomsregte. Ramaphosa sê hy sien uit daarna om met die Trump-administrasie te praat oor die land se grondhervormingsbeleid. Die Gautengse Onderwysdepartement het skok uitgespreek na die dood van 'n graad 12 leerder van Hoërskool Kreeusdorp tydens 'n fratsongeluk oor die naweek. Die tiener is glo ernstig beseer toe hy Saterdag tydens 'n cricketwedstryd by Christian Brothers College in Boksburg met 'n medespanmaat gebots het. Onderwyswoordvoerder Steve Mabona.
The emergency medical personnel who were on duty on the day immediately attended to the injured learner who later lost consciousness. The learner was rushed to a medical facility in the area, and tragically, the child was then certified dead upon arrival at the hospital.
En die Verenigde Nasies se Kinderfonds het kommer uitgespreek oor die volgehoue aanvalle om gebiede in Oekraïne en die vernietigende uitwerking daarvan op kinders. In Potlava is 3 kinders volgens berigte in 'n missielaanval op 'n woongebou beseer. In die eerste 2 weke van Januarie het meer as 1600 mense, insluitend kinders, uit hul huise gevlug. Ek is Chanel September, top story at this hour. Food giant Tiger Brands has offered to pay the first group of victims of the deadly 2017 listeriosis outbreak.
Wow. 8 years later. Wow. What is that about the pace of justice? Good grief. Chanel, hello.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Great.
Grammys last night. Okay. The big disappointment was for Billie Eilish. Saint Nick's got in. I don't know.
I thought she'd win something.
I thought she would win something too, but it was a Beyonce night.